Bonjour à tous, bienvenue sur Direct en Jeu. Notre séjour, hélas, en Irlande se termine. Nous sommes excessivement tristes, on doit vous le dire. On a passé une semaine extraordinaire. On a visité des sites naturels juste magnifiques et également, puisque c'est le sujet de notre podcast, des hôtels plus beaux les uns que les autres. Et là, ce soir, on doit dire quand même qu'on est vraiment gâtés. On est dans un hôtel château qui s'appelle donc Macree Castle.
Macree Castle.
Yes. Et je suis Les. Les. Yes, exactly. Les. Come here, Les. Then we can hear you better. Les, tell us about you, about your family. So if I understand well, it's your wife.
Oh? My wife's family.
Yes.
The Coscadden family. They are hoteliers. They have bought, 32 years ago, they bought Cabra Castle in County Cavan.
Okay, so just for the people that hear us, your family, the family of your wife has four castles?
Castles altogether.
And so it started 32 years ago?
Started 32 years ago with Cabra Castle.
Okay.
Then in 2004, they bought Ballyseedy Castle, which is down in County Kerry. In 2011, they bought Bellingham Castle in County Loud.
Okay.
And then in 2015, they bought Macree Castle here in County Sligo.
Okay, and how does it start, this love of castles? Because you told me just before that it was the mother of your wife, yes?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, Anne Coscadden, she had a hotel in Kildare. Now, she had done hotel management and catering and hotel business in college, and she left college and she actually ran an establishment, a dance hall and a kind of a hotel in Bray called the Ambassador in Bray, and they sold that back in the 60s and they moved to County Kildare, where they bought an old hospital. They renovated the hospital and turned it into a hotel. She ran that for a number of years. And then my brother-in-law, Howard Coscadden, he had done hotel management in Shannon College. And he came home after he was working in the hotel industry. And he came home one weekend and he said to his mother that there was a castle for sale in County Cavan. And he wanted to go and look at this castle. And she said, well, I don't really want to go and look at the castle. But she went anyway. At 60 years of age, she sold everything she owned in County Kildare and then moved to Cabra Castle. And it's just been building the businesses up ever since. Each time she gets a project into her head, she'll go off and she'll look at it. If a property comes up for sale, she'll look at it and see if it's buyable and she'll try and buy it.
Very, very nice story. So it started from something very small.
Something very, very small. And it's turned into a thriving business.
And you have four very beautiful hotels, and it's a family-run business.
Family members in all the hotels.
Yeah, very nice.
Cabra Castle is run by Howard Coscadden. Ballyseedy Castle is run by Marnie Coscadden. And Bellingham Castle is run by Patrick Coscadden and his wife. So we have Macree Castle here. My wife Patricia and myself are here. But we have in Macree here, we do have general manager in Nicholas Ryan and his wife Deirdre are our managers.
Macree, what does it mean? Does it mean something, Macree?
No, Macree is just the general area
Okay, very nice. So what about the castle? When was it built?
It was initially built as a fortress back in the 1600s. It was built as a fortress to guard the natural ford on the River Unchin, which flows through the garden and down along by the roadway. And it was built by the O'Brien clan, who ended up getting into a feud with the McDonoughs, and the master of the house was killed. But then Oliver Cromwell came to Ireland as the Lord Protector of the United Kingdom, and he done his little party piece. And to pay off his top generals after his campaign, what he done was bequeath them land and property. Mm-hmm. And he bequeathed a man by the name of Cornus Cooper, Markbury Castle, and I'm told 40,000 acres of land, mm-hmm. which is pretty much most of County Sligo, nearly a quarter of the country.
Okay.
Because Ireland's not that big of a country.
Sure, sure.
So when Cornus Cooper came here to Markbury, he discovered that O'Brien's widow was still here on the premises, and her son. So O'Brien's widow and Cornus Cooper ended up marrying, and they had a second son.
Mm-hmm.
And Markbury Castle, in the main reception area, we have a big stained glass window, which actually depicts the Cooper family tree.
Mm-hmm.
The castle had been in the Cooper family for over 350 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Up until 2015, when the Corscadden family bought it.
2015, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Off a gentleman by the name of Charles Cooper.
Wow. Crazy, crazy. And so the style is Victorian, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And here what we see, there's a lot of wood inside.
Wood paneling, yeah.
Just before, a few hours ago, I heard that, I don't know, somebody here at the reception told to one of your clients it was like the same, I don't know, constructor, like the Titanic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I hear
that?
Well?
The main staircase.
Yeah.
We're told, we can't verify it, but the main staircase of the castle was built by the same company that built the staircase for Titanic.
Uh-huh. Okay, okay. And a little question. So all the paintings here in the castle,
are they
like, not from the origin, of course, but your family bought them, or they were there before?
Some of them were bought at auction, but there is a number of paintings in the building that Charles Cooper actually brought back to us after we bought the place.
Okay.
And he asked us, would we rehang them in the castle? Because he had them in storage, and they were starting to get damaged. So some of the paintings we do have are actually the original Cooper family.
Mm-hmm.
On the walls here.
And the mobilier, it's, you see what I mean, mobilier? Chairs,
the furniture and stuff
like
that.
Yes.
That's a lot of that was bought at auction.
Okay.
It's all antique.
Antique,
and it's all bought at auction.
Uh-huh.
My brother-in-law has a great eye for.
So how the castle is today, when the family bought it, so in 2015,
yeah.
It was very different, I guess.
Yes.
It was not in a good shape.
It was being run as a hotel,
yeah.
But it was it had very poor upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, Charles Cooper, he couldn't generate enough money to put back into the building, to keep
mm-hmm.
it, for the upkeep of the building.
Okay.
And that's possibly one of the reasons why he sold it.
Uh-huh. Okay,
because he couldn't afford to, like, while he was making money, he'd do a job and repair something, but as soon as he'd get that repaired, there'd be five or six other jobs that he'd have to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we were quite lucky that we had the three other hotels, with Carver Castle, Ballyseedy Castle, and Bellingham Castle,
mm-hmm.
that we could draw funds from
sure.
to do our renovations and stuff like that.
Very nice. Okay. And so today your clientele is international, I guess?
International, yes.
So they come like from all over?
All over America, Canada, all over the world.
Okay. And they stay for a few days mostly, or?
Mostly a few days.
Yeah.
Like, we do a lot of weddings, international
mm-hmm.
weddings. People come
mm-hmm.
to spend a weekend,
mm.
to probably check in on a Friday, have the day before, have a barbecue, get married on the Sunday.
And sometimes also in the week?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Yeah. And during the weekdays we have weddings
Because you have
as well.
Many, many weddings. So
yes.
Like
yes.
170.
We have 170 this year.
Okay.
But that's just the wedding days. But we also, with each of those weddings, there's probably a day before
yes.
or a day after.
Okay.
So you're talking
so
pretty much
the whole year.
The whole year is pretty...
more or less, yeah.
More or less taken up with weddings.
Okay, nice. And so you have more like individual clientele or also some little groups? Or?
Little groups, yeah. We do have little tour groups come. There's one group to come into us. They're a music group that they bring Americans,
uh-huh.
people from America that's into playing Irish music and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they come and stay with us for two nights.
Okay.
Three or four times during the year.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And what would you suggest to do nearby here? Well, you have your wonderful park, so you can go around here.
We have a lot of mountain walks, forest walks.
Okay.
We have lovely beaches, and that for anyone who's into surfing and stuff, Strand Hill is just 25 minutes out the road, and people can go surfing and stuff like that.
Okay, okay.
It's really, Sligo has so much to offer, it's unbelievable, between mountain trails and walks and stuff like that.
Sure. But here, as a castle itself, is an adventure.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful universe. I mean, in France, we have a lot of castles, but the castles in France are very different from here. And I think it's very, how do you say, I don't know how to say it in English, rare in French we say, so it's unusual to find, a castle, a hotel castle, in this beautiful shape and in this original shape. You see what I mean?
When our historical societies and stuff like that, if we want to do any work with the building, we have to have it in keeping with the original.
Sure. Yeah, you didn't do something, for example, because a lot of hoteliers have, a castle, for example, but inside they will do it very modern.
Modern furniture and all this. Yeah.
And here we have the impression that it's as it was, I don't know when, but 200 years ago, maybe.
Hopefully, that's what we're hoping to do and make it look like. Because...
But it's perfect. It's...
Why fix something that's not broken?
It's in very good shape.
Yes. It's absolutely excellent shape, the thing is, while we do all the work and stuff like that, we're quite fortunate that we had the 2.5 years between 2015 and 2017 to do all our maintenance and stuff like that and get everything right. We weren't under like other companies that we had to meet a deadline, like we're at the binder's building, we have to get it open as quick as possible.
Sure.
We could take our time because we could draw finances and stuff like that from our other hotels. And we were able to do it.
But of course, not long time ago, I was visiting a hotel. It was also an old castle, an old manor.
Yeah.
And they renovated it much more quicker. But the result was that, you saw it was an old building, but they renovated it too much. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And here, it's nice because you respected the history of the building and of the decoration and of how it could be.
How it should look.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I think they look for this today, for original, authentic places like here.
Yes.
And it's it's very difficult to find this.
Here in Ireland, it's very difficult, and I suppose across the rest of Europe, the hotel industry being so competitive that when people buy buildings such as this or any other sort of building, that once they have to buy it, put a lot of money into it to get it initially, and then they have to get it making money as quick as they can, like to get it to return their funds.
Sure, sure.
So they kind of do it as fast as possible.
Yeah, and then you can make mistakes.
And a lot of things suffer because of that.
Sure.
You know?
Well, it's a real pleasure to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you here with us.
I saw the pictures before of coming, and I was like, oh my God, it's crazy. I never saw it, because I saw many, many beautiful hotels in my life, but really it's so fantastic. Yeah. So thank you very much
welcoming. It's my pleasure.
And we had a very nice dinner also, and I'm so sad to leave you tomorrow.
But you'll come back to see us again.
Absolutely,
you'll be more than welcome to come back.
Yeah, and I would love also to see your other hotels because they seem to be very nice also.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.